Good morning, everyone. I thought I'd take a minute or two here before lunch and do a little audio boo as a bit of a conversation that I've been having with my friend Tim Weaver over on Facebook about the rumored upcoming Nikon D400 and D600 cameras and why one of them I think makes perfect sense and why one of them doesn't, at least to me. And I'm no insider or have any know that anyone else has. Just what, in my opinion, kind of doesn't make sense. And the first one is the Nikon D600, which everything that's rumored out there about this camera really does seem to make sense. The D800 came out and frankly was not a replacement for the D700. It was really a vastly different camera. The D600, if its rumored specs are true, while a lower number, obviously, than the D700, does seem to be a pretty good successor to the D700 with the 24 megapixels, and which really don't matter, the ISO capabilities, the video. But what really is interesting about the rumored D600 is what its price point is going to be there, really targeting more of an entry-level full-frame market. Entry-level, it's still an expensive camera. It looks like it's going to be $1,500, $1,600 if the rumors are true. But that is a lot cheaper than getting into what their lower-priced full-frames had been in the past. So that's actually a camera that I'm really excited about coming out. I will definitely be looking at that body when it comes out because, frankly, for me and in my opinion, for most people, the D800 just really is a camera that doesn't make a lot of sense. But that takes me to the D400, which if Nikon leaves or updates the D7000 line in place, then honestly, the D400 doesn't make sense to me either. The D7000, while not quite the more pro type of build that the D300, D300S had, it really can be looked as a bit of a replacement to the D300 family in what you did get with the D7000. And I'm a D7000 shooter and love the thing. But a D400, if it comes in, it's just going to directly be competing, in my opinion, with the D7000 or a D7100 if they update one. So I honestly believe that if there is a D400 or a D7100, that the only thing that makes sense is that they would discontinue one of those lines of camera. Now, I could be completely wrong. In fact, I probably am. But that's just my opinion, and I wanted to share a little bit about the rumors that are really flying fast now. So I suspect we will, at least on the D600 front, have announcements here fairly soon. And as I said, I'm really excited. The D600 is a camera that, if all the rumors hold true, looks like it may be just an absolute perfect fit for what I need and want in my next camera. So have a good afternoon, everybody, and we will talk to you soon. I have a couple ideas for future audio boos. I just haven't had a chance to sit down and record them, and this one kind of jumped in front of the others. So I hope you're listening, and have a great day.